Nice, nice, nice stuff. Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Bill Anderson, and we're talking. That was the music of Quiet Corral. Two members of the band came over from Lawrence this morning, trekked all the way from Lawrence to be with us in the studio. Isaac Flynn, guitarist. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Yeah, doing really well. This is probably pretty early for you.
It's about when I wake up.
Okay, all right. First cup of coffee.
Being truthful. Yeah, first cup of coffee.
Okay. And Garrett Childers is with us, guitarist and singer with the band as well. Nice to have you here.
Man, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you guys are kind of making a splash, not just in the region, but you even got some really, really amazing press when you performed in Los Angeles. Let's talk about that in a minute. Let's go back. How did this band kind of come to fruition?
Oh, man. It's a crazy story. In a nutshell, Isaac and I knew each other back in high school.
In Lawrence, right?
Well, I went to high school in Kansas City, actually. That's okay. The interesting thing. And when I moved to Lawrence for college, we were planning on starting a band, and it really didn't come together for a couple years. We would try, and it just never really felt right. And and then Isaac had couple buddies that were musicians, and I knew Jesse through college, and the pieces started falling into place, and our drummer Jim moved from Mississippi to start a recording studio, and he was kind of the final piece, and It all just kind of fell into place. It was a really cool kind of organic thing after a couple years of just it not really clicking.
I don't think Garrett wanted to be in a band with a high school kid. He was waiting for me to graduate high school, and then it was permissible to join a band with.
Yeah, I can understand that. You actually, Garrett, you actually dropped out of college to really focus on the band, right?
I actually graduated. Isaac, Zach, and Matt.
I'm the dropout.
Oh, man.
Isaac, Zach, and Matt are all taking breaks.
Such a disappointment.
No, my parents have been really supportive, and we've had some really, really amazing opportunities. So, fortunately, I've got my parents backing me, and that's kind of the number one thing you want when you're dropping out of college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Isaac, describe the music, if you would. It's kind of a mix of folk, Americana, and maybe rock music?
Yeah, definitely. It's folk rock, and then, there's been this big splash of kind of indie rock over the past, for quite a while now, but it kind of falls into that category, but definitely like some of that traditional Americana influence, and I'm a big Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fan, so definitely put a lot of his influence into my writing and that type of thing. But yeah, it's a nice mix of some kind of traditional rock and roll with hopefully some new elements to it.
Yeah, and Garrett, your timing's probably pretty good because there seems to be kind of a wave of interest in your style of music.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great. It's been really encouraging seeing other bands that, sound somewhat like us doing well, and gives us some hope.
Yeah,
maybe
the fact that the acoustic guitar is a prominent instrument in popular music again is awesome, because for a while there you were seeing all the popular music just kind of being electronic and that type of thing, and then there's still a splash of that going on, but the fact that bands that are playing real instruments are gaining a lot of national attention is definitely encouraging.
And that should be the case, always, I think.
I agree, too.
Yeah. And doing their own, writing their own music,
exactly,
for crying out loud.
Exactly.
I want to play a song, and then I do want to kind of talk about the instrumentation, because it is, I find it kind of unique. We're going to hear a track called Lonely Company. Garrett, you want to set that up for us?
It was one of the first songs we wrote. It's on our debut EP. Lasted. So we still play it in our set today. It's about 3 years old, and it's one of our favorite songs. So
let's hear it.
If the trees are too dark to see through, too thick for me to run to, you are an ancient sight of water, wood, and life. If the ocean should make up its mind, that open swim should end one night, and the boatmen gather and all decide that no one else has the right to ride, then I'll find a way to you in time. Don't you be afraid of what's coming. I know I
That's nice. The band is Quiet Corral. Two of the six guys are in the studios with us this morning. And let's talk a little bit about Lonely Company. That's what we're hearing underneath us right now. I'm taken by the strong lyrics and the vocalization. Isaac?
Yeah, Jesse is, he has a very definitive lyrical style. And that's something we really try to embrace with our music and really just try to capture what he does lyrically. He was a creative writing major, and we try to really kind of exploit his lyrical ability with our music. And then five of us sing, you know, kind of behind him and definitely try to build a lot off of the vocals.
So does he come to you with the lyrics and then you just kind of build around that? How does that process play out, Garrett?
Man, it varies. Usually it's Isaac or Jesse have kind of a musical idea, whether it's a guitar riff or a chord pattern or something, and they'll get together and Jesse will start forming lyrical ideas. And then we kind of come together as a band and start hashing it out between all of us, determining what parts we're all going to play on our separate instruments. And yeah, it just kind of comes together.
Yeah, it's very collaborative. Despite being one of the main songwriters, I definitely I write a lot with the rest of the band in mind. And I kind of go in with the idea and a basic structure, but then I'm pretty open to letting the rest of the band kind of put their creative spin on it.
So a collaborative process, which probably keeps a band kind of healthy and enjoying one another's companionship, because we know you spend a lot of time working together on your craft.
A lot of time working together, a lot of time riding in a van together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to have six guys kind of coexisting together at almost all times.
When you do tour in a van, where do you go? What I mean, is it just simply a five-state kind of tour in the heartland, or do you go well beyond?
Oh, we've been everywhere. We've been in as far east as New York, north. We went to Canada. We played a show in Toronto.
In the van.
Taking the van through customs.
We went to Washington State. Actually, before we had the van, we toured in a Dodge Durango. Uh-huh. And we went all the way out to L.A. in that. Six of us. So.
It had six seats, but two, I think, were made for children. It was.
Boy, I bet the Border Patrol saw you guys coming and said, "Okay, right over here, everybody out."
They were too bad, actually.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Our manager used to tour manage Fish, and I think that they were. The Border Patrol was maybe a little more skeptical of them, but
yeah. Hey, that leads me to a question. So you are managed. And, I mean, do you click with your manager? Because sometimes that can be, a very not conducive to good work kind of relationship.
We've been so fortunate. We've been fortunate enough to start working with a booking agent and a manager and kind of see the real business behind all of it. But, my goodness, we get along with them so well, have become dear friends. And that's not something you hear every day. More so nowadays, you hear a lot of kind of bad things about the music industry, but we've really seen the good side of it.
That's really nice. It's refreshing to hear that. And so does that allow, he worries about the marketing and promotions and the booking, and then you're just able to concentrate on music?
It's not quite there yet, because we're building it so much that that I do a lot of the marketing and promotion on our end still, and I work pretty hand-in-hand with the guys out in Los Angeles. And someday, hopefully, that will be out of my hands and I can focus, solely on the music, but it's definitely not there yet. Despite working with some really great industry folks, there's still so much work being done back, in Kansas.
Garrett, you guys aren't jaded. This is really...
Yeah, I mean,
we still work other jobs.
We're just Kansas boys at heart. So I mean.
Well, and I don't know if it was on your Facebook page or if it was in a blog somewhere, but one of you was talking about playing gigs, and I walked away with the impression that you've played some gigs where you have 15 people, and that can be just as rewarding as playing in front of you played on Austin City Limits. So just talk about that performance aspect.
Yeah, I mean, being on the road has just been a blast, and it can get discouraging sometimes playing in front of 15 people, but I think we found a lot of times you know, beforehand when we look out and there's maybe not as many people as we were hoping for, it's easy to get discouraged. But a lot of times, you know, you'll get done with the show and those 15 people will come up to you and talk to you about how much they love the music. And that can be really rewarding, just hearing that from people in a city that you've never been to. And, you know, it really means a lot.
And being from Lawrence, you know, we see a lot of bands come through. And I mean, we've seen bands. I know there's been bands that have come through Lawrence that have played for relatively no one, but we've been there. And, and you know, you remember those shows. If they still go out there and they sell it and they perform to the best of their ability, you remember that. And we've been spoiled because sometimes we play for 15 and every now and then we get to play for 1,000 people, you know.
So yeah.
Kind of goes back and forth.
I want to play another tune. It's called Fly Bird Fly. But then when we come back, I want to talk about your performance on Austin City Limits and just how that experience was for you. I'm going to assume it was a really positive thing for the band and
definitely
for you personally. But tell us about Fly Bird Fly. And then we'll chat some more.
Again, it's off our debut EP, which came out a couple years ago. It's probably one of our more popular songs in the set. It's a story song that Jesse wrote a couple years ago, and it's probably one of our favorites off the EP. So.
What's Jesse's last name?
Roberts.
Roberts, okay. Yeah. Let's give it a listen.
I woke to smoke and everything was burning all around. I came alive with soot in my eyes and I tried to think. Then I saw a pigeon in my window sitting peacefully. So I wrote out a note, took a string and tied it to his feet. On that tattered paper it read, help, I've got myself in deep. I'm alone. Atoms cannot help themselves from changing from slow to fast, to faster still. My skin will do the same. So fly, bird, fly, save me from this grave.
All right. So, Isaac, what did we just hear?
We heard Fly, Bird, Fly.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. What went into that?
That song, Jesse came with the structure. He came to the band with the structure pretty hashed out, and we kind of just tried to put our own spin on it. And it's still today. I mean, it's lasted the test of time as far as the band. We've been a band only, you know, 2.5 years or something like that.
But, yeah,
it's one that we still always find ourselves playing even later in the set. And we're still even debating about that maybe going on our album. We're not entirely sure,
yeah.
But it's a favorite of ours.
Is that a crowd favorite as well?
I think so. Yeah. We draw the most comparisons to other bands on that song just because it's kind of got that acoustic picking pattern, that strumming pattern. But people kind of enjoy some familiarity with a nice creative spin on it.
You played the Austin City Limits Festival, and you played before thousands of people?
Yeah, it was one of our bigger performances.
I think it was the most people we've ever played in front of because.
I mean, was it one of those situations where you went from playing like a bar of like 25, 30 people to all of a sudden you're looking out at like thousands?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. It's funny because, you know, people always ask if we get nervous before shows.
Yeah.
And I mean, not really. I hardly ever do. But I remember that day we walked out on that stage and, man, I was sweating bullets. My leg was shaking. It was the most nervous I've been in a long time. So,
Garrett, that can really be challenging when it comes time to sing if you're feeling like that.
Yeah, I calmed down after half a song or so. But
yeah.
You know, we've never done anything like that. It was awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Isaac.
Yeah, it was one of the most incredible experiences. And my dad actually is a great guitarist, and he was able to come down and play a song with the band. And
nice.
So, yeah, it was just one of those. It's one of those potentially once in a lifetime experiences. Hopefully, we've been spoiled and have definitely played several festivals and stuff. But a festival of that caliber and with that reputation is a pretty incredible experience.
I read somewhere online. And this was said about you. Kansas came to Los Angeles and kicked our ears and were practically down on our knees begging for the gentleman, some clad in suspenders, others in flannel, to perform up a storm for us once again. Wow. L.A.
Yeah, that was
very kind of them.
Yeah, I remember reading that review, and it was definitely an honor. I mean, especially in a city with just so many musicians and so much awesome talent. It was really cool to go out there and be so well received. So, I mean,
what club was that?
It was the Hotel Cafe, which is kind of a prestigious. It's an intimate club, but we were excited to even be playing there, and then to receive a review like that was definitely an honor.
Now you're working on an album, right?
Correct.
Yeah. When will that be out?
The million-dollar question.
Yeah.
It's definitely, we're figuring out that the whole distribution process right now, whether that's going to be through a label or independent. And unfortunately, everything kind of takes longer in the music world than you would like it to. And patience is definitely important. But we're hoping for later this spring, early summer.
The Cliff's Notes version, Garrett, what is that process of getting an album out there?
You know, it's just talking to different music businesses and whatnot. Because, you know, you can always release it on your own, but then things become issues such as, you know, money and, you know, not being able, if we distribute it on our own, it's going to be, you can buy it through us, but we're not going to be able to get it into, you know, record shops outside of Lawrence or Kansas City. So exploring avenues to try and get the CD released on a more national
level. And whether that's through a record label or not. We just want to have like a viable option to make sure that this CD can get out to the rest of at least America.
Yeah, right. And then, and so I would suspect what follows is interviews at college radio stations, public media stations, and so forth, and just trying to get the word out and celebrate.
Yeah,
celebrate the music.
Working to promote it. Yeah.
We're definitely going to have a celebration when this album comes out. It's been a long time coming, but we're very proud of it.
Let's hear another track before time gets away from us. If you're just joining us, it's two members of Quiet Corral. Garrett Childers and Isaac Flynn are in the studio with us. Good musicians and, as you can tell, really nice guys. I want to play the track called Thieves. Who wants to explain that?
I'll take that one. Okay, that's one of the songs that I didn't write lyrically, but musically I wrote. And it's just it's kind of a more rocking song, and it was the start of our EP. And kind of take it from there.
Yeah, I have to say, it's of all that I've heard from you, this is my favorite. Is Thieves. It's Quiet Corral, and you guys write all your own music, or you do a couple of covers, maybe? Didn't I hear a Beatles track?
Yeah, we've covered a Beatles song, which is kind of daring, but we went for it.
Yeah,
and then we covered I Need a Dollar by Alla Black, and then Garrett is kind of becoming famous for his Michael Jackson cover of I Want You Back.
That's kind of, you know, bands really, especially early on, aren't so daring to do covers. They just it's all about doing our own and being part of that creative process.
Yeah, no, it's been fun, you know, at least giving a meager nod to some of our influences. So,
yeah,
it's been good.
Yeah, I actually really dug the Beatles.
Appreciate it. Anyone that compliments a Beatles cover,
yeah,
I appreciate it.
That is, yeah, you're venturing in dangerous waters covering the Beatles for sure. Hey, so what's ahead for the band?
Oh, actually, on February 15th, we're playing a show at the Uptown Theater. It's a benefit show called J-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a benefit show for an organization called J-Doc. It's associated with KU Med. It's a nonprofit ran by KU Med students. It's a great cause. They provide free health care for uninsured and underinsured residents of the Kansas City area. It's down Wyandotte County. It's a really, really cool organization. It's one of the best of its kind in the nation. It's all staffed by KU Med students, and then doctors come in and provide the healthcare. So it's February 15th at the Uptown. We're playing with a band called Cowboy Indian Bear from Lawrence, who's awesome. And yeah, so you can get tickets online at Ticketmaster, and yeah, we'd love to see anyone there.
And we just have a few seconds left, so Isaac, quickly, what is it about Lawrence that leads to this creation of all this music and all this collaboration? And just there seems to be an abnormal number of talented musicians out there.
Definitely. I'm biased being from Lawrence, you know, born and raised, but there's something special about that city. It's such a creative community, and I just think living in Lawrence in a way kind of inspires creativity. That there's a lot of, you know, there's the campus and everything like that. So we love our hometown, and you know, we've done everything we can to hopefully, you know, give Lawrence some attention.
That's Isaac Flynn. Garrett Childers is also in the studio with us, members of the band Quiet Corral. Thanks, gentlemen.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck. You've got the talent. You can find our archives, podcast, and a lot more on the Central Standard page of KCUR.org. Tune in tomorrow for the Food Critics and a discussion of romantic dining spots in our fair city. Up to Date is next with the Book Doctors and the Weekend To-Do List. Our show produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Suzanne Hogan with help from Claire McInerney. Our announcer, Kim Noble. I'm Bill Anderson. This is Central Standard.